So begin with closing your eyes. Turning inwardly. Noticing how you are, so you may have just arrived from another activity. In a way, this again is a transition. Transition time into stillness and calm. So perhaps taking a breath to help you embody your experience more deeply. Perhaps on the out-breath, connecting with the earth beneath you, the earth on this beautiful field. So remembering on your lower half of your body, you're looking for your posture to be supportive, grounded, relaxed. Perhaps noticing if there are any sensations in your body, in your lower half, sensations of discomfort, even pleasurable sensations, or perhaps they're neutral, they're just sensations. One way of working with any tightness or unpleasant sensation is to use the breath to breathe in to the area using your imagination, and on the out breath, softening and releasing, letting go. If you have any painful experience, it can be useful to explore that and watch it. Sometimes it feels like a fixed, permanent thing. But if we look more closely, it's often changing. Movement, various levels. Sensation. You can also use the breath to breathe in to the area and release on the out breath. So moving up to your buttock area, your pelvic area, feeling the contact that you're making with the chair or the cushion, the stool. perhaps swaying a little forwards and back to find your centre of balance. So you're not holding yourself upright with the muscles of your body. You're finding your balance. So your skeleton holds your body. Perhaps using your breath to release any tension in the muscles along the spine, any tension in the buttocks, any letting go needed there. Moving up to the shoulders. And the top of the back. Perhaps taking another breath. Deeper breath, and on the out-breath, releasing the shoulders. Allowing the arms to fall away from the joints of the shoulders. Moving down to the hands, making sure your hands are supported so you're not holding them. Perhaps slightly opening them. Imagining what receptive hands would feel like. Now moving back up to the chest area. Taking another breath. And on the out breath, opening the chest, releasing the heart. Softening the stomach muscles. Yet at the same time, we're looking for an upright, supported posture. So finding the balance between relaxation and alertness. Now coming to the throat and the neck area, softening the throat. Noticing any tightness in the neck. Perhaps using your imagination as best you can to use the in-breath to breathe into this area. And on the out-breath, releasing any tension. And now balancing the head on the top of your upright spine, like a small child learning to walk. Bringing your attention to the scalp muscles, the brow area, the jaw, softening the jaw. Allowing your tongue to rest behind your lower teeth. soft eyes. Soft throat. You might even imagine your brain muscles softening, releasing any tightness. Now noticing your broader experience of sound, smell, the air on your skin, so throughout the meditation, you may become distracted. But whatever the distraction, whether it's sensations, thoughts, feelings, sounds, allow them to pass by, as if they were clouds in the sky, each time coming back to the breath, coming back to the anchor of your meditation. Coming back in a non-judgmental, kind way, each moment of noticing your mind has wandered is a moment of awareness. It's a mini victory.